This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gene Marks, my small business guardian, newspaper columnist, UK and US edition. But the Philadelphia Inquirer is where Gene is publishing secrets, tips for small businesses to grow their customer base in the world. Gene, these are wonderful ideas to raise your horizon. What I learned early on in podcasting follows your lesson exactly. You've got to remember the planet is your customer, not the United States, not New York City, the planet. That's the same for small business, if I read you correctly.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I spoke to a number of small business owners in the Philadelphia area for this report in the Inquirer about, you know, hey, you know, how are they doing businesses overseas? And, you know, businesses, they're either buying or they're selling, right? Many of small businesses are looking to keep their costs under control. We're in an inflationary environment. So, they're searching for good sources of supply for the materials that they sell. And a lot of people don't know where to get started, John, you know, particularly if you're a smaller company. So let me just share with you what I learned and what I wrote about. For starters, there is, you know, a part of the U.S. Department of Commerce's International Trade Administration called the U.S. Commercial Service. If you Google U.S. Commercial Service, you will find that they have offices all over the country. I highlighted ones that were in Philadelphia and in northern Jersey. But if you go there, they have resources for you to help you sell and buy your products overseas. They will help you with a partner search to help you match up with potential suppliers and customers that are overseas as well. And they will also, you know, offer trade specialists that can, this is all part of the government's free, that will do outreach for you and help you match firms. They'll do background research. They'll provide reports, and profiles and contact information for both potential customers and potential suppliers. So, you know, it's the U.S. Commercial Service. It's very, very good. Check out your states as well. I mean, you know, in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania is something called the Global Access Program, which helps Pennsylvania businesses reach out to companies that are overseas and try to find partners for both buying and selling. And then the Small Business Administration, I mean, has, you know, huge resources. One of their biggest is the Small Business Development Centers, SBDCs. They're located all throughout the country, John, and they are all staffed with representatives that help you with trade. So they can provide, again, a connection to partners. They can provide education. They can help walk you through the whole process of duties and, you know, tariffs and, you know, whatever paperwork that you need to do. So I learned that there are a lot of organizations, and I have some other ones that are mentioned in my Inquirer article, by the way. It's at Inquirer.com, that will just help you find new markets, but also connect you with suppliers, you know, Europe, South America, Africa, that can really help you expand your business and at least control your costs.
Hiring, always a challenge, but Gene has a column in The Hill that speaks to a quandary we pass all the time on the streets of large cities. The homeless, a large percentage of the homeless, a significant percentage, have been in jail, are ex-felons, and have inadequate resources to put together income and a regular address. However, Gene, your column is extremely controversial. Wokesters or felons? I choose felon. However, yeah. the stories are compelling. When you talk to a man who's been in jail, as one of the examples in your column, he's been in jail for 33 years. He needs help. He needs guidance, but he's ready to work.
Yeah, it is. You and I have been talking about labor disruption and the shortage of labor supply. And listen, we're looking anywhere for good help. And, you know, there's been a significant rise in companies. And I gave some examples in my Hill column about small businesses that were hiring ex-felons. And many small businesses, are open to doing that. In fact, there was a report that I cited in my article as well, from like the Human Resource Society for Human Resource Management, that actually find that 28%. 8% of corporate, people in companies looking for workers. They're even willing to hire those with prior records of violent crimes. That's how bad things are out there. Now, I'm a supporter of this. I think if people have served their time and they've been rehabilitated, I think people should be given a chance to go out in the workforce and a second chance to redeem their life. But John, it did make me laugh. I mean, the reason why we talk about wokesters is, there are so many reports of you people. There's Andrew Sullivan, who's one of my favorite columnists. He was, writing for the, New York Magazine. He was forced to quit his job because his opinions made some of the people in his office feel unsafe. And the same thing with Barry Weiss, who was a well-known columnist in the New York Times. She left for similar reasons, because they held differing points of view. They felt unsafe in their offices around them. And it makes me laugh because I'm thinking like, okay, let's talk about unsafe. Now these employers are hiring ex-felons to fill all these unfilled positions because so many people won't come back to work. So we'll see what they mean. Like, they'll be wishing that they just had an unsafe colleague who had a differing opinion than somebody who committed a violent crime 20 years ago sitting in the cubicle next to them. So we'll see how that plays out. But I'm a big supporter of giving felons a second chance and supporting them.
Gene, what is Yelp? What does it do? And why is it a concern for restaurateurs?
Well, Yelp is a very well-known site where people can leave reviews for their, for if they have an experience at restaurants, retailers, and other businesses. So anybody that goes searching for restaurants, they can do that. Yelp itself, though, can be a bad thing for businesses, particularly if people leave bad reviews. Now, listen, you're welcome to leave bad reviews if you choose to do that. But unfortunately, some DC restaurants, it was reported, just in Axios, have been getting a whole bunch of review bombs, which basically means a torrent of bad reviews on their Yelp sites. And what was their crime? Their crime was they would not serve people that didn't get vaccinated. So that's what their policy was. So the people that are unvaccinated were so upset about this that they're forming large groups and they're saying, well, you won't serve the unvaccinated, so we're just going to bomb you on Yelp. And it's turned into a lot of, a big headache for a lot of businesses in the DC area and probably other parts of the country.
Finally, someone who owns a small business has come to the defense of Facebook, which is under extreme pressure. What's the presentation? This is your column.
Yeah, Facebook went down. I wrote about this in the Washington Times. Facebook went down, as we know, last week. A lot of people have been, dumping all over Facebook and rightly so for a lot of the issues that they have. But I did want to remind everyone about, the millions and millions of businesses that do business on Facebook. I mean, there's 3 billion active users on Facebook, but there are, millions of small businesses in this country alone that rely on Facebook not only to connect with their customers, get new customers, sell their products and do advertising on it. And when Facebook went down, there was countless reports of small businesses that truly, truly suffered because of it. Now, you should probably have another thing to do if you run into that problem again. But I just want to just remind people that as bad as Facebook, has behaved in certain situations, and I'm not defending them for some of the things they've been accused of.
30 seconds, Gene. Go ahead.
I can finish up in 15. Facebook is still an extremely vibrant and valuable medium for millions of small businesses around the country. So let's at least appreciate the opportunities that the platform provides.
And as Gene makes it very clear in the first line of the column, he does not work for Facebook. Writing for Guardian, UK, US edition, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.